With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At the start of a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, President Trump said he believes progress is being made toward ending Russia's war with Ukraine.
I think that things are coming along pretty well. It began with Alaska, where I think certain guidelines were discussed, and we want to see if we can get this done.
President Zelensky told President Trump that his success in reaching a Gaza peace deal could carry over to the Russia-Ukraine war.
You did it, and I think this is a momentum to finish Russia's war against Ukraine.
President Trump will meet soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Budapest, Hungary, at a time to be determined later. John Bolton, Donald Trump's former national security advisor, has pleaded not guilty to charges of mishandling classified information.
Inside the courtroom, Bolton did not speak except to answer basic questions from the judge. Now, this indictment has a lot of details. For one thing, it accuses him of having shared with his wife and his daughter lots of classified information in the form of diary-like notes about his time in government. It also includes a really interesting anecdote that his email account was hacked by an operative linked to the Iranian regime. It says that a representative for Bolton in 2021 told the FBI about the hack but did not reveal that his email account contained classified information.
Correspondent Eric Tucker reporting. Israel has identified the remains of Elihu Margalit, a 76-year-old hostage handed over by Hamas. Margalit was abducted October 7, 2023, during Hamas' attack on Israel. Israel's prime minister's office said today his family has been notified. This marks the 10th returned hostage body since a ceasefire began over a week ago. Hamas has handed over an 11th body, but it was not a hostage. Wall Street having a good finish yesterday. The S&P 500, the Dow, the NASDAQ all climbing 0.5%. This is SRN News. A new survey examines religious people and their views on family.
It comes from Arizona Christian University, and it finds that a lot of churchgoers believe that the term family can include homosexuals living together and adopting children. But the researchers add that, quote, adults in evangelical or Pentecostal churches are more likely than those in mainline or independent Christian congregations to hold Bible-consistent views on family. Attenders of mainline Protestant churches are the most likely of all to support gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
In a statement that's being welcomed by the victims of pedophile priests, the Vatican's Child Protection Board says the Catholic Church has a moral duty to help victims heal. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors adds that financial reparations and sanctions for abusers and their enablers are essential remedies. The commission has just realized its second annual report as highlights for the need for monetary settlements to provide victims with assistance. This is SRN News. The markets end a week on a very strong note.
The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 238 points. It's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite also climbed 0.5%. The S&P had its best week since August, but that came only after the index went on a roller coaster ride for much of the week. Stocks went through some jagged swings as worries built about small and mid-sized banks, as well as the souring trade relationship between the U.S. and China. Bank stocks steadied themselves on Friday, while President Donald Trump eased some of the trade concerns after saying high tariffs on China are not sustainable. Seth Seitel, New York.
President Trump is giving domestic automakers some relief. He's extending a special rebate on auto parts until 2030. Tariffs on those parts had threatened to raise costs for automakers. The exemption was originally supposed to be a short-term bridge to give automakers time to move production lines back to the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.